leech, or a parasite, or a crook.
Okay.
Well, no, I don't. Is there a title for someone that's in
you that? Ever heard of a pay roller?
Yes. Last time we did this, I remember. I know her at civics and stuff.
Okay.
I forget about a pay roller.
You have any a term for synonymous with a pay roller?
Carpetbagger, but they were during the Civil War.
No, they're probably far back there, James.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But they're about the same.
That's fine.
You know, scallywags or whatever they were. Whatever the guys that came down.
How archaic. No, that's okay. Okay, other than corporate names, what are those large food stores and shopping centers called?
Supermarkets. Excuse me, I'll say that again while I'm yawning. Supermarkets.
You'll never believe what they have here.
What?
Large food store.
I think I'm really dumb. I am, I know.
Small neighborhood store. Okay, distinguish between convenience store in the early opening and late closing and local store catering to children in terms of what do you call a store that is open early opening and late closing? Like, you know, you might run down to get a quart of milk.
The convenience store, I guess, that's what I call it. Is that what you call them?
Yeah, we used to call them like 7-Elevens. There's 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah, but I thought you didn't name.
Yeah, but that used to be all-encompassing for us.
Yeah, well, we always call them the Shop and Go.
Okay.
That's the big chain where they would say, you know, what's up with the Shop and Go or the Jiffy store? Because there used to be some Jiffy stores, too. You know, so, like, I'm liable to say, I'll stop at the, usually I say convenience store right here in Atlanta, because they're not any Shop and Go's, but in Florida, I'm liable to say, I'll stop at the Shop and Go or the Jiffy store over here. Jiffy store, I guess, would be another sort of synonymous term for that.
Okay, let's see, small, and what about local school store catering to children?
Local school store catering to children? Not a department store.
No, like a candy store, you know.
Oh.
Do you have any?
Children's shop?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something. Exactly. You mean like a clothing store?
No, like a corner store, you know, in terms of.
Not a dime store.
Okay, that would be.
5 and 10. Excuse me. Gosh, I keep going. 5 and 10, or a dime store, or let me see. I guess that'd be about it.
Do they have those kind of things in Fort Meade? Like, what do you call?
Of course, we have a dime store.
What do you call those stores catering to children?
I was just trying to think. I guess that's what they mean, a dime store or 5 and 10 or a super dollar store or something like that.
Okay, is there a store that you might use when shopping for special foods like cooked meats, vegetable salads, and other expensive prepared
foods? Delicatessen.
Okay. Anything else? Okay.
Is there anything else you would call?
Gourmet store, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that.
Okay, specialty. What kinds of things do some people have in the kitchen to heat food when they do not want to bother with the stove and its oven?
A microwave.
Okay.
Campfire. Bottle heat or whatever.
Okay, is there a coin-operated self-service laundry in the neighborhood?
Gosh, not right in our neighborhood, but not far away, yes. Yes, there is one. It's hard to explain. It's not in our neighborhood, but it's in Fort Meade. Like, Fort Meade would probably make a neighborhood here in Atlanta. So, it's like, yes and no.
Okay. Apartment dwellers might have these in their buildings. What are they?
Compact washers.
Okay. Well, what about, laundromats? They have a laundromat in Fort Meade, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of, any particular people hang out there, or any particular types of people? Do they lounge in there?
People that have dirty clothes. I guess it has a tendency to sometimes have lower class, or either maybe people that are single and work, maybe live in an apartment.
Okay.
That kind of thing. They may not be lower class necessarily.
Okay.